of the West for our family. I've made some changes in Jewish for this. Firstly, let me these are the members of the personal committee of women, children with disability. Our support staff and our support staff and the officers from the CC, the creators from the CC. So I think they will see what comes. Mr. Mohamed, I think the team is led by Mr. Ahmed Mola, or Mohamed Mola, and I think it's also very good that he's an introduction to your delegation. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello, members. Here's the presentation. Welcome, Honorable Machete. Thank you very much. We got your participation. We had some challenges to consider. Here's the presentation, the aging, the rest of the presentation. Thank you very much. Yes. I think you can continue.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair. My name is Mohamed Mola, and as we awarded, I think about a month ago, I'm the senior manager responsible for the health of the Department of Women and Health. On my right is Courtney Michael. She replaces Lawrence, who was my bonus executive. And on my left is Paulina Jouet. She's office manager in the office general office. It's an honor today that you've given us the opportunity to present the outcomes of this very important portfolio. And the purpose of our presentation today is to provide members with information on the audit outcome to assess and to grant an oversight, to as a future oversight function. And if I can take you to the next slide, my very important slide, and you'll see that ideally everything here should be green. You can see the slide. There's a big red patch there. And it actually, we don't want it red anymore. We want it to become green. When I was here the last time, we explained that when we audit the financial statements, and that's the first block, the financial statements, and that was an unqualified opinion on the financial statements. So when I think everyone's looking at the briefing notes, I'm presenting from a set of slides. If you want, I can refer to the briefing note, or I can continue with the slides, whichever you choose. Basically, on the briefing note, indicates the audit opinion is green, which is what I was talking about. The audit opinion is green, and this portfolio remains unqualified audit opinion. However, there have been findings on compliance with laws and regulations and for predetermined objectives. So, ideally, what you see in the briefing note is that yellow or mustardish color. We want that to become green. During this presentation, I will unpack for you why that is yellow. And I will also tell you what the root causes of those issues are and what our recommendations are in this regard. On page 4, we define the opinion. Then you'll see that it's mostly unqualified opinion, except in 2019 where there was a qualified opinion at the Commission for Gender Equality. Page 5, data easily of identifying numerous focus areas. And these are the 6 ones we've identified as very risky, very important areas. We focus on these areas. And the first one is, for obvious reasons, supply chain management. And supply chain management is a big area of concern in this report, both for the department and for the Commission for Gender Equality. As a department, there were contracts and quotations awarded to some vendors. Basically, the department didn't comply with the preferential procurement regulations. So there's nothing enough that it was reported in the audit report. The root cause for this is is when there is sufficient control, or there was sufficient control that the department to ensure that this doesn't want to be accepted. So we recommended to mention that they must implement a strengthened monitoring control to ensure compliance. And also, when we have a recommendation that we made is that there should be action taken against transgressors. It's a very important recommendation. The Commission for Digital Policy, there were numerous supply chain management related issues. The first one, there was irregular expenditure which was incurred. Second one is that they again also didn't that quotations were submitted to vendors who didn't clear whether they are employed by the state or connected to any person employed by the state. This is not important instances, this is just some instances that happened. It was significant enough that it came to the audit report. There were issues also with the credit indication committee was not always which was not always under committee, which were composed in accordance to the qualities of the institution. And also there was again, there was non-compliance to the preferential procurement framework in terms of the allocation of points or the calculation of points. And again, in the last thing, there was a few or four instances of non-compliance with the preferential procurement framework. And the root cause for the issues at the CGE was that, again, leadership did not adequately monitor the implementation of action plans or their internal control weaknesses and deficiencies. What is happening is that these were some of the issues or the same issues that were that occurred in the previous financial year. Okay? And if I remember at the CGE, even in the previous financial year, there was a budget management issue. The issues were different. However, the crux is that the issues continue year on year on year. Okay? And the main reason for the issues is that the action plan. You see, you can focus in, you can zoom in, and say these are the things that the department or the entity needs to focus on. And leadership basically haven't focused on these areas. If they did, if they put the clear the cracks out, then they wouldn't have been defeated. So our recommendation clearly say that they need to to address what the root causes were. We recommend that the committee follow up on a continuous basis, maybe on a quarterly basis, the committee can look at the action plan of the CGE to see what actions they have put in place and what's the status of the issue on a quarterly basis. And they should be able to resolve this issue here. For the last predetermined objectives, you see the annual report of the CGE and of the department, the section of the report on performance against predetermined objectives. This is the annual performance check, and in that report, the department will report on the progress against on the actual performance against the predetermined objectives. And there was no issue at the Department of Women and Children. However, at the Commission for Gender Equality, there were material misstatements in the annual performance report submitted for all the basis. What happened was on the 31st of May, the department submitted to myself their report on digital objectives, performance submission. And this report that was submitted by the CDE contained errors. These errors were material in relation to the audit. And they weren't identified by the CGE, but they were identified by my procedures. So my audit identified the errors in this. Okay? So this is definitely, so although the annual report reading now is correct, but the department is not identifying the errors, I'm picking up these errors. So what he's saying is that the entity should implement the process to ensure the annual performance report is accurate, complete, and supported by reliable information. Strengthening the controls over reviewing and ensuring and to ensure that whatever is reported is supported by some sort of evidence. So those controls need to be centered. We've made our recommendations in this regard. And the outcome is predetermined objectives in the portfolio. With regard to human resource management at the department, funded posts, the vacant posts are not for samples, or not for the 12 months. As defined by the public service regulation, basically again there was a lack of monitoring or control to ensure that the requirement was adhered to. We've recommended that the entity or the department institute mechanisms to make sure that posts are followed up on things. Information technology controls, there are some issues about the department and the Commission for Gender Equality. ultimately, this doesn't have so big an impact on the outcome. So I won't focus too much on this. However, the community should ask the department to address these issues also, like what these issues, financial information is derived from from these control environments. We do get an understanding of the environment. So the department should address these issues. We'll also follow up during the audit. Material handled and omission is a submitted financial statement. This is also a very important area that we look at. We refer to it as the quality of submitted financial statements. Again, like the annual performance, what the department submits financial statements to us on the 31st of May. Again, the financial statements of the department were complete evidence. It also really evidence. The material statements, the accruals, unauthorized expenditure. We cannot identify by the department's own internal controls, but only identified by the audit process. We're saying that the department has not established a daily and monthly control to ensure continuity and accurate financial statements. And we continuously recommend it to the department, and we recommend that the committee follow up in the interactions with the department to ensure that they do keep their financial statements more frequently and that they strengthen the controls around financial statements. Basically, they must accept daily and monthly controls to ensure that financial statements are complete and accurate. We also recommend that the financial statements be appropriately reviewed by those charged governments, by the Audit Committee, and by the government. The financial statement issue, material errors in it, this area that we are discussing is very important. I mean, over the past 3 years, so this is an area that should be focused. Financial health statement, there were no methods to report. There were no methods to look at your importance of your cash flow, accruals, and all of those. We didn't have any major issue. The drivers of internal controls. I think people know that the Department of Children and People with Disabilities is now in the market of government has over the last 2 years improved quite a bit. I don't know if you remember, I think 2 years ago everything here was red, and last year also most of this was red. There were a lot of interventions that we had, and a lot of meetings we had with the previous minister, where we met very, very frequently, and we focused on this internal control dashboard. And we moved this today to get to this position where it's mostly yellow and there are some greens in it. The green means that everything is okay, and the yellow means that it's concerning, but nothing, any intervention is required. The Commission for Gender Equality definitely is those two areas of intervention which is needed with regards to the supply chain management and the performance information. Very key area that need to be focused on. That's why we highlighted that we are in the red. And we really request that those actions that be monitored by the committee Another method of interest we've highlighted is fruitless and wasteful expenditure. We've summarized the values of fruitless and wasteful expenditure. A big amount of 3.9 million. When they're coming down, look at the irregular expenditure. And the department is reduced from 6 million to 3.9, and gender equality is also reduced. However, it is a small reduction, but it is reducing down here. So there is some positive movement there. In paragraph, it says, part of this report that no investigations are currently underway by the agency, and neither are they performing processes to conduct the department. There's a very important slide on the combined assurance model, and it's important for me to highlight where the department is and where the portfolio committee is working on. Basically, this is a combined assurance model, and it breaks it up into three levels of assurance. In your first line of defense, three management, senior management, accounting officers, and the minister. The other second level of assurance is the internal audit, and they follow up on management's actions to address recommendations made by their own auditor and external auditor. They will also report to the audit committee. The audit committee is partly who monitors the work and the implementation of commitments and corrective action. They also review the budget expenditure against the budget and analyze that in the question of the department. Very, very important Oversight Committee, the Audit Committee, and then there is the Oversight Committee. We'll look at the quarterly progress of the implementation of action plans to address deficiencies, and also how the Account Committee exercises specific oversight. So we just see that the model, this line shows where the portfolio focus is. That is our presentation. On the last page, I just highlighted some commitments that were made by the previous portfolio committee. And basically, we asked the committee to focus on looking at the action plan, running the progress of the annual performance plan, as well as implementation of action plan to address previously identified issues by the AJSA on a quarterly basis. And also to get a progress of that internal auditing department was to be established and capacity so that we can deliver against the internal audit plan. Kevin, I would also like to, as part of the slide, this is one important slide that I want you to go through carefully, because we might not get the end of it. It was one of the most important root causes. The question is posed as to why are these findings happening? Look, your issue here is supply chain management, the quality of summative financial statements, the quality of summative annual performance report. And the question that is posed to us is why does this happen? We do an in-depth, or try and get an in-depth understanding of what the root causes are in the environment. And why are these things happening? Why do they happen year after year? Why did you have five months financial statements and everything? Why did the performance information and everything? Why was it not compliant for the supply chain management risk? And what we're seeing is that the reason for this is that no responsible by management are the accounting officers and senior management in addressing the issues. These are issues that are coming from the previous year. These are common issues in public sector. These are diverse areas. Why do they start happening? Why do they So the action plans that management has are not being monitored so closely, or they're not actually addressing a severe problem here. And also one critical area is that I'm repeating myself here is that there's lack of consequences for poor performance and allocation. In the books of the department, there's about $4 million of irregular expenditure. For the previous years, there's also irregular expenditure, but we need to ask ourselves what has happened. Well, there have been numerous non-compliance reports in the past, but we need to address and ask ourselves what has happened. Because as we just came into the audit report and it's thrown into an action plan, but has there been action taken against these transgressors? The people who committed the department and the CGE to irregular expenditure, but what action has been taken? And it's very important to note that the CFMA and the trade regulations set out specific procedure, and the law is telling us what needs to be done in terms of irregular expenditure. It sets out that there should be a report to genetics and then disclose the financial statement. It also says that an investigation of you need to look into why it happened, why this. It might be one instance of, for example, controls and what. So the department needs to go on, and everything. CGE also has much more on compliance. Needs to go and understand why these things are happening. And the accounting officers need to look into the consequences, to choose the consequences for both performance and success. It's a very important medicine all the time. So the root cause, if I can just take you also to the oversight model. I think we did this at the last presentation, the capacity validation. We did go through the capacity model. But it's a very important one. And it talks about those key considerations during those oversight model steps. We have the strategic planning process, where the portfolio committee will look at whether the strategic plan is in line with legislative requirements and evaluate how successful it is made. And during the budgeting process, which is the operational planning and budgeting process, where the committee needs to make sure that they look at if there is a link between the budget and the annual performance plan, and if there's any refinement to execute the strategy. We also recommend that the final exchange or the budget be analyzed for look at the trend. Look at client performance against actual expenditure. What extent the budget was used to achieve performance. Also to look at an assessment of the budget of how much is being spent on administration. Look at if there's excessive level expenditure and to ensure the credit for money is achieved in some way. during the reporting process, which is India reporting or implementation and India reporting, sorry, implementation and India reporting, to focus on spending on the right track and does anything to do with monthly and quarterly reports and other procedures in place to ensure or to prevent, detect, and identify fraud. And during the reporting process is to review the annual report, any report which contains the financial statements, the report against the internal objectives, the audit report, so it is very, very important information. So they have gained a better understanding of the department, how it works, but the financial statements also give you brilliant information. They break down the expenditure for you in lots of detail. So they tell you what to spend or how to spend it on government subsidies expenditure. They also tell you in how it's broken up our program. But there's a lot of good information, important information in the annual performance report. That is the extent of my presentation. I'm ready to take any questions.
Thank you very much I think I would just like to thank you just for that
I will not
peace was the right comment, I will just repeat a few years to the future. Because the report is very, very clear on the HKT, very, very clear report, the limitation of the report. I always say that you inform the department, and you know exactly where the problem lies, and what needs to be done in the future. That doesn't exist. Because there's no consequences for it, for the day. And I think the committee must have said, I'm very clearly to this department, that there were consequences for the time, and the department of the consequences, you know, can you accept it. This is what met us up out here in the eyes of Africans. We cannot shake these officials, these departments, and when they continue doing and not speak to the problem. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair. Thank you. I want to echo the comments made previously too. I don't think there's any need for us to interrogate the AG because you are the expert. And so this is the department in mind that we, this department is doing, are the ones that we need to interrogate. And I just want to confirm that action must be taken. You know, it really bothers me that we've got such a top-heavy administration. We're spending so much money on salaries, we're not getting services to the people. And why are we paying such high salaries for people who are incompetent? We must look at the equipment procedure too. If they're making such mistakes, they shouldn't be there. So we can't spend money on capacitation all the time. I think there must be enough people who are competent and know what their jobs are. And this is what we should get across. Put people who are competent, who know what they're doing. And if they make a mistake, then they must take the consequences of the action. And then we can go forward and we can provide services to the people who really need it, the victims, not the bureaucrats.
Thank you, Chair, and thank you to GC for the report that you just gave us. My issue is on the reform money. I think that I'm just would like to echo what just mentioned now, and it's really about the responsibility of the department. Do we, at the end, can we honestly say that there is available money? Are we actually achieving the goals? And it's very difficult actually to, if you look at the finances and say, okay, fine, they manage to spend money for this and that, but is really what you want them to spend the money on? What is it? Can we look at what is the action plan and say, this is what you'd like to achieve, work on that, and then like the financing will come based on the action plan. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much. With Mullah, I mean, just my point was, I've not had you, I think I've missed your presentation based on the waste outcome for CPD. You indicated that the department is interested in qualified development with some letters of reference, something like that, and the CPD.
There
is
the police department and the CPD have received unqualified audit opinion. However, they were finding non-compliance with modern regulations in both these projects.
Okay. I think we can comment on the issues that they raised at the general point. Yeah. On the issues that they said, I remember. The value for money is one of the issues.
Thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to comment again also. My view is, I came here with an idea, I believe it was a message that look, I focus on areas that need attention. Supply chain management, financial statements, all the areas that are in my report tonight. I think management should be able to now answer to you what they're going to do to resolve these issues. There is a lot of why this happened and why they happened. So what are you going to do now to resolve these issues? The Department of Foreign Affairs is very close to coming out and having everything clean in that light. I think they come because although it won't be an internal anymore, the Department of Women, well then does have now the administration to become clean and have an unqualified opinion and have no issues on compliance laws and regulations and no issues on performance, but very, very close. If they have an action plan, we can identify the real root causes and it is monitored very closely by the appropriate level of management and maybe some push one of what you commit to look at that action and on a quarterly basis just to see if they go in the right direction and to put a bit more pressure on them. I think as it's stable with the country. CDE has those issues that supply chain management is really, really an issue that they really need to look at what can be done to resolve the issue and actually implement the recommendations that we move forward. And they need to be monitored very closely by the community also. With regards to value for money, and the first thought that came to my mind was to look at the things that we discussed with regards to strategic planning and your performance. Are they spend money on your budget? And they will spend money on areas that they have budgeted for in terms of their targets and indicators. They will push their money, they will focus their money in that direction. So my understanding is that those annual performance plans and strategies that come to you for review, they could then be tabled by the minister. And maybe for the community to interrogate those plans in so much detail, to look at those targets. And remember we had a discussion about those targets being smart. And one of them is achievable and another one is relevant. And those targets are really relevant. So maybe to look at for the community to focus
to set their attention on the end of performance. Take a look from my side. That's about it. Comments on the question? Yes, thank you. Okay, there are lots of support that can enable people to have the right people in the right places. I hope that you fill the positions to book the right place. But we see a value between leadership and audit outcomes and having the right people in the right position. And if the consequences is there, so I think that is, as Honorable said, focus on those on a quarterly basis.
Thanks.
Yes,
sir.
Maybe I think that year I was paying attention when we started meeting classes. Why is the CTE not present yet, please?
CTE?
Yeah, why is it not present? Because I think AI and people that should have been here today. Those people would have been here today. I'm not going to approve AI next week.
I think CBE is coming next week. I can still present next week. According to the committee program, today is really good. Just a long meeting to see the agenda for today. It was not too long. Actually, we are supposed to finish by 7 o'clock. So, I'm not quite sure if you still have any allergies.
Come next week. Let me not question why you're not here.
Yes.
When they come next week, come there at 8 to be here. Come, you come here too, and then the next week. We present your presentation in front of them, they're going to sit here, and then we will deal with the matter. But you must come, the same thing as yesterday, must come for the next item next week.
Thank you very much, I think your presentation. Mr. Miller, get any comments next week that you actually requested that you be passed. It's Tuesday, right? Or is it Tuesday? Or Tuesday? Yes. Or Tuesday in the morning for a doc, we'll be meeting Tuesday or something like that. But we'll get an insight from the committee instruction. I think whatever gets you are important. Thank you. Anybody, other members? So it's terrible language now.
Sure.
So, but look, unfortunately, the department is not around, they are presenting either SOP. So we'll just wait, let that lunch and wait for them, because it's the way I think that it's not about 2 o'clock. But I think that the computer two will just communicate with them, if they're not that size, then we'll be able to wait. I think we can wait for 2 o'clock. That's too fast. Thank you very much for the members and the team from the OCTRR. Thank you very much for your assistance. I think we interact with the members committee because this is our role as the customer community to assist this department to make an oversight with the department because we have to make sure that we try to be consistent. Thank you very much. Also, Jen, for lunch. Thank you.